And very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Lone Depot Park, the Marlins and the Reds played the last of three in Miami. The Marlins were looking to salvage a game in their three-game set, and they sent their best to the mound. Maybe the best in baseball. Sandy Alcantara went opposite of Mike Minor. And with the recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, baseball's best in 2022 with one of his best efforts in 2022. A complete game shutout for Sandy Alcantara tonight as the Marlins beat the Cincinnati Reds 3-0 to salvage the final game of this three-game series and to salvage the final game of a six-game homestand. Hadn't started well, five straight losses against the Mets and the Reds, but tonight Sandy put this team on his shoulders and the Marlins come out of here with the W. He pitched against Mike Minor in this one. And the Reds had Sandy in trouble right out of the gate. Top of the first inning, Jonathan India led off with a single. He was wild pitched to second. After Jake Fraley hit a fly ball to left for the first out, Mike Moustakas walked, and Joey Votto delivered an infield single. So with one out in the first inning, the Reds were threatening against Alcantara. Bases loaded and only one out. But Donovan Solano hit a comebacker to the mound. Sandy knocked it down, picked it up, came home. They got the force out in India for the second out. And when Aristides Aquino grounded back to the pitcher, he was out 1-3. And Sandy had extricated himself from that big bind in inning number one. It was a 22-pitch first inning, but a scoreless first inning for Sandy Alcantara. Then he got on a roll, and the Marlins bats that had been so quiet in this series and really over the better part of the last month finally came alive a little bit in the fourth inning with one out and nobody on, Jesus Aguilar. Aguilar gets a hold of one. A long drive deep to left, way back. Goodbye, Jesus Aguilar with his 13th home run of the season. And the Marlins grab a 1-0 lead here in the fourth. Then they'd break it open against Minor in the fifth inning with one out. Luke Williams singled, part of a 3-for-3 night, made the start at second base, his 20th start of the season for the Marlins. He stole second. Billy Hamilton then worked a walk. Then the two pulled off a double steal. Williams not only had three hits in this game tonight, but he stole three bases, numbers 7, 8, and 9 on the season. The Hamilton stolen base was his seventh of the year in seven tries. Marlins as a team swiped four to run their major league leading total to 88 in this ball game. So they had second and third with one out in the fifth inning, leading 1-0. Miguel Rojas fouled out to the first baseman Moustakas for the second out. But with two outs just off the injured list today, Garrett Cooper came through with a big hit. The 0-2 to Cooper is in the air to left field. Back goes Fraley, still back onto the track. It's over his head off the wall. Caroms by him. Williams scores. Hamilton scores. It's a two-run double for Garrett Cooper and a 3-0 Marlins lead. And that would be plenty for Sandy Alcantara. Minor made it through 5 1/3. Five hits, three runs. He walked three, struck out six, allowed the Aguilar homer. 82 pitches, 54 strikes. But it was all Sandy the rest of the way. He got on a great roll. He retired nine straight after he had allowed a leadoff hit to Joey Votto in the fourth inning. Votto was erased trying to stretch it into a double. Set down the next two in the fourth. Set down the side in order in the fifth and the sixth. Got the first out in the seventh inning. Joey Votto, a ground ball to short. But then after back-to-back hits by Solano and Aquino put Reds runners at first and second. Again, down 3-0. The Reds had a chance against Sandy, and the big Marlins right-hander faced Albert Almora Jr. 0-1 to Albert Almora. Is bounced to the right of the shortstop. Miggy has it to second. They get one. Williams back to first. They get two to get Sandy out of the inning. That's a great turn because Miggy had to range deep into the hole to field that ball. Williams got it away quickly, made a perfect throw to Cooper at first for the inning-ending double play. It's the second Sandy has induced tonight. He's up to 16 on the season to rank among the league leaders. And the Reds would not have another base runner against Sandy the rest of the way. He sent on the side an order in the eighth inning on eight pitches. He started the ninth having thrown 95 in the ball game with a 3-0 lead. He was facing 2-3-4 trying to go the distance. Jake Fraley, a ground ball to first base. He was out 3-1. Mike Moustakas, a ground ball back to the pitcher. He was out 1-3. So with two outs in the top of the ninth, Sandy was one pitch away from finishing what he started, facing the future Hall of Famer, Joey Votto. The 0-1 to Votto. Bouncing ball to first base. Diaz has it. He'll take it himself, and Sandy Alcantara has thrown a complete game six-hit shutout as the Marlins beat the Reds 3-0. For Sandy, his sixth big league complete game, his major league best third in 2022. It's his third career shutout, his first in September of 2019. He was in a bind in the first. He was able to right the ship, and the Reds never had a chance after that. Sandy goes the distance, 105 pitches, 75 strikes. How about that? He threw 83 pitches from the second inning through the ninth after that 22-pitch top of the first. The Marlins get a win they so desperately needed here tonight against the Reds. For Miami, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 6 left. For the Reds, no runs, 6 hits, no errors. They strand 4. Sandy Alcantara, the winner, 10-4. A complete game, 6-hit shutout, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, 105 pitches, 75 strikes. He lowers his league-leading earned run average to 1.88. Mike Minor, the loser, he drops to 1-8 in the year. Time of the game was 2 hours, 9 minutes, tied for the 7th fastest game in Major League Baseball this season. The Marlins with the win snap a 5-game slide. They snap a 9-game home losing streak. They improved to 48-57 on the season, now 23-28 here at home as they end the homestand at 1-5. As for the Reds, they were trying to match their longest winning streak of the year. A win would have been their 5th straight, but their streak ends at 4. They dropped to 42-62 on the season, now 18-30 on the road. The Reds fly on to Milwaukee tonight. They'll have a day off there tomorrow. Marlins fly on to Chicago tonight. They'll have a day off there tomorrow. Marlins and Cubs are going to play a 3-game series at Wrigley Field. 3 straight, 220 games, Miami time, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoons. Marlins have not yet named a starter for Friday. Drew Smyly, the lefty, will go for the Cubs. Marlins pitchers tonight struck out, well, Marlins pitcher tonight, I should say. Only one. Sandy Alcantara struck out 3. And every time a Marlins pitcher strikes out an opposing hitter this season, the Marlins donate $25 to Otter Nation's Drive Pink Initiative to support cancer research. The Marlins and Otter Nation, again, working together this season to strike out cancer in our communities. So 3 Ks for Sandy tonight, $75 for the season now. 913 strikeouts by the Miami pitching staff and a total of $22,825 from the Marlins to Otter Nation's Drive Pink Initiative. For Sandy, his 6th Major League complete game, his Major League leading 3rd here in 2022. For Sandy, his 3rd career shutout, his 1st in September of 2019. Marlins 3 and the Reds nothing. Marlins finished the year 3-4 against Cincinnati. We'll next see the Reds in 2023.
Well, Sandy blanks the Reds. He is sensational. He is the best pitcher in baseball this season. Before we hear from Sandy and Donnie, let's step aside for a quick commercial break. Back with you on Marlins Rewind this morning. Let's hear from the ace, Sandy Alcantara, after he tossed a complete game shutout and just demolished the Reds last night.
Always say you want to go 9. How did that feel to get the complete game, especially after how long that first inning was?
First, I just want to say thank you, God, for keeping me healthy during the game. Yeah, you guys know. That's my mentality all the time, you know. And especially when I throw a complete game and we win. You know, but tonight we want to have like a happy flight, you know, and we enjoy it tonight.
What was going on in that first inning, bases loaded, one out? Just what happened those first few batters, and how good did it feel to be able to get out of that without giving up a run?
You know, first inning, you know, I feel like I was a little too quick to the play. You know, I mean, then Miggy and the pitching coach told me, hey, you need to relax a little bit, you know, and I did it. You know, and you guys can see the result.
Yeah, that was gonna ask. So Miggy went up to you in the mound, that's what he kind of told you.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
What about a lot of comebackers at you, especially in that first inning? Was that kind of jarring, you know, kind of so many balls coming right back at you, hit back to you?
No, you don't have to worry about it, you know what I mean? Just have to worry about pitch, you know, compete. You know, doesn't matter if you get line drive or something like that. You know, you guys can see I get, like, comeback on my leg, you know, and I was keep in the game, you know, and tonight I did a pretty good job, you know, and we win.
After the way those first 2 games after the All-Star break went, I mean, still good outings, but obviously by your standards, you know, you've won a little more. To have a game like this, a quote-unquote bounce-back game, so to speak, how did that feel?
You know, feel great. You know, I mean, I say this before, this is like an elevator, you know. This, you're going to have like an up and down. Doesn't matter what happened, any situation, you know, you just have to keep positive, you know, and keep competing, you know. I mean, you guys can see I got like a couple bad outings, you know, and I don't have to worry, you know, because I got time to improve and time to improve my pitches, you know, and time to go outside and compete.
A 7th inning, give up the back-to-back hits. What did Mel say to you on the mound and to be able to roll a double play afterwards to get out of it?
Yeah, that was that he told me. You know, he came to me, he said, hey, you're too quick, you know, relax. And I did, you know. After he got to out of the mound, you know, I throw my best pitch, my 2-seam, and you guys can see.
So since the last time you were on the mound to tonight, did that feel longer than usual because you probably weren't as pleased with that last outing, the time in between starts?
No, I did same thing. Take time to rest, take my time to think about it. Take time to think about what I did bad or something like that. I'm ready to throw no 1-5, 1-10. I don't get tired. That's why I take too much time in the weight room or something like that. And I feel so great.
Defense behind you again. The two double plays, JJ Boudet with the throw out to Votto in the fourth. I think it was just. What was it like seeing them do what they did behind you?
Oh, they always make a great play, especially Miggy. He needs to win a gold glove. He's the guy who was behind me for a lot of years. I know him a lot, and I believe so much in my defense. I can throw one pitch, and go to the bat, because I know they can execute.
What was it like having Pablo do the water shower on you after the game?
I know he was ready. That's why I opened my arms, because he was coming.
Sandy, how much do you enjoy that cheering section for you? Sandy's Beach. Everyone was going crazy tonight. What does that mean to you to see that type of
support? Amazing. This is the third time already, right? Yeah. I think we got to keep doing it. Keep doing it, not just with me. I think we can keep doing it with Pablo, Roger, because, the fan enjoy it. And we love see those guys, floating, see those fans, support us, and we feel so happy for that.
Sandy, back to Pablo, just with everything that was going on with the trade deadline yesterday, rumors about whether or not he might get moved, just how happy are you that he's still with the Marlins, still part of that rotation, still part of that 1-2 punch with you?
I love Pablo so much. I think we are broad, I think we've been together for a lot of years, but yesterday everybody was nervous, but when we saw, he's staying here, we feel so happy, I don't know why they put him on the trade line, but he's here now, we're together for a lot of year now, and we gotta enjoy it.
Sandy, Donnie said you'll have 7 days until you start again, this next with the off days. How important is the rest for you, those extra couple of days this time of year?
Same, I think between my start, I got 4 days to rest, now I'm gonna have 7, don't do too much, rest the most of the game, and be ready for my next one.
That was Sandy after his complete game shutout in Miami last night. Before we wrap things up this morning, let's hear from the skipper, Don Mattingly.
Well, let's start with Sandy. Again, just amazing to see what he's able to do out there on the mound. And especially Donnie, just what did you see from him tonight, bouncing back from maybe these past couple starts that were a little bit more un-Sandy-like?
Well, I think the first was a huge inning for him. To get out of that was big. And I felt like at that point, you kind of felt like he was going to settle and they were in for a, kind of a full dose of Sandy. Once a guy gets out of that first with trouble, where if they get a couple of hits, it gives them a cushion, puts pressure on him. I think once he gets out of that, it's like, uh-oh. If he catches a groove, then, they're in for a lot.
And just like you said, again, with 22 pitch in the first, to see him be able to go the span of the game, to be able to find a way to maintain the pitches, a lot of ground balls, a lot of early count swings.
Yeah, you got some early outs after that. And, again, I think getting out of that was huge. And I remember looking up in the fifth, and it's like 62 or something. I'm like, uh-oh, you get those early outs. And he got his pitch count back in order. And then, then it obviously just kept going.
And the defense behind him, too. Two double plays, Blade with the outfield assist to get, I think it was Votto, and he was trying to get double to see the guys behind him being able to support him, too.
Yeah, obviously the out with Votto, I think that's leading off an inning, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets that out, so that's kind of huge. It stops a rally right there. And then the double play, I think it was at the sixth with Miggy, where he had the first two guys. He had two guys in a row, 0-2, and they got hits. And then we get the double play, and I thought that was huge right there. Mel made a visit, and then he gets the ground ball, and I think, I'm not sure who it was, but he gets the ground ball for a double play. Was that the sixth or the seventh?
Seventh.
So, and that was huge as far as keeping that inning from getting going.
Just, post-deadline, just how exciting, I guess, the way the rest of the season plays out, to see maybe what he can do with the rest of, his starts this season. So.
Yeah, we're going to – we're going to see. Obviously, it's nice. A couple of things. It was nice to keep Pablo. you know, to get that out of the way and leave our rotation intact and get our guys back. So you feel like you're going to have your rotation, you know, moving forward. That's going to be pretty solid if we stay injury free. And obviously Sandy is, you know, kind of been kind of historical this year from what he's been able to do. We'll see where this goes. Again, we'll be taking care of him. I think he's getting 7 days this next time. So he's going to get a little breather here. We've been talking about it. We've got his schedule set up for the rest of the way. So you know, we just kind of watch it, let it go, let the season pass, and it'd be fun to watch.
You're going to do many things with speed, and so it's, of course, with Williams, 3 stolen bases, and then Hamilton, 8 and 9. So how big was to have that in that situation? Also, what Luke did today was pretty good.
Yeah, obviously Luke was huge. He had a big day today. Made a couple nice plays too up the middle, but kind of, you know, speed is so much fun to watch, right? It's exciting, I think, for fans, and it's just energizing. We kind of overplayed Luke last week in Cincy. We got banged up on that trip and ran him out there a bunch of days in a row. Kind of overloaded him a little bit. He's had a few days off. It's good to get him back in there fresh and in a good role for him.
Cooper to be able to get that hit with Luke and Billy where they were able to do what they did on the base pass, and then Cooper's driving them in to give you some insurance runs?
No, for sure. That was a huge hit. You know, and after Miggy had a shot, kind of popped it up. You love Miggy in that spot. He's so good in that. And, you know, he kind of looked like he chased out of the zone a little bit, and then Coop to be able to get that hit was obviously big and giving us a little cushion.
JJ had a couple of hits today. Regardless of his stats so far, what's encouraged you by kind of his presence or the way he's kind of carried himself, especially offensively?
And I think what we talked about with JJ, you see it on the field, the comfort he has in on defense, fundamentally sound, and just understanding of how to handle an at-bat and the game planning side of it. I think he's got some things to continue to work on and continue to shorten. Marcus did some really good work with him today. But we got to continue to get him in rhythm and shorten the stroke. But he's got a great idea. So he's got, you know, he's kind of ahead of the game for a young player as far as, you know, having an understanding what pitchers try to do and has a game plan when he walks up there. So he's definitely ahead of the game. We just got to – there's some things we need to work on. But he's been fine.
Any starter for Friday?
Friday's the first day after the break. We haven't announced. I think that's TBD for us. So the last two, I think Jason's announced. So yeah, we'll have one, but we haven't made that move yet.
You got the home run to start scoring from Aguilar. We've been talking about the big guys getting going. What did that home run kind of do for the guys in the dugout?
I think it's got us on the board, right? And with Sandy pitching, not letting this game go on and on where you don't score, you really put a lot more pressure on Sandy. To be able to give him just a little bit of cushion, I think was huge, and then the next two by Coop. So obviously Aggie's homer kind of gave us that cushion to get the game started where hopefully our guys were going to relax a little bit and be able to put some runs up.
That was Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins blanked the Reds. Sandy sensational, and the Marlins salvage a game in their 3-game set against the Reds last night. The Marlins are off in the Windy City today. They will visit the Chicago Cubs tomorrow. It's a 2:20 pitch Eastern time. Drew Smyly will be on the mound for Chicago. It is to be determined who will take the ball for the Marlins. When we know, you'll know. What we can tell you, though, and what we'll promise you is that we'll hit the air at 1:50 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you'll find some time to join us in the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.